The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chryst. Wisconsin hosts Michigan on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, looking forward to having a great week of preparation, and certainly our players and coaches were excited to play a really good Michigan team, really talented football team, and very well coached, and so need to have a great week of preparation.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Biggers, Free Agent Blog.
Hey, Paul, I was just asking Jim kind of the power versus power matchups, and obviously Jonathan's had a sensational year. And Michigan's been pretty good when it comes to facing elite-level running backs for the most part. Kind of curious your thoughts about the matchup between Jonathan and Michigan's run defense, and then kind of focusing on Devin Bush, a linebacker, and Kalik, the Viper. Those guys have been real active with running backs this year.
No, I think that certainly it's a very, very impressive, very talented, well-coordinated defense, and it's going to take everyone, and that's why it's not Jonathan versus that. It's team offense versus team defense, and that's both sides of the ball. And so I think that, you know, for any play to be successful against good opponents, you've got to execute, and everyone's got to do their part.
If I could follow up, I remember the past couple of years, you know, going back to that when it was Michigan State and then Michigan with Alex, and then earlier in this season, now you guys are 10-0. Hosting Michigan, this is, you know, obviously a huge game for both teams. What have you seen out of Alex? I mean, I know that he's already performed in big games and performed well, but what kind of conversations have you guys had? Are they different leading into this game?
I think all the conversations is about how do you maximize this week, and you do that by the work and preparation you put in each day. And you know what? Every game's a big game, and certainly this is against a really good opponent. But it's every week you want them to prepare the same, and that's to be the best that they can be. And I think everyone on our team has that approach and needs to have that approach to maximize the opportunity that is Saturdays.
Appreciate it, Paul. Thanks.
Yep.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Edward Ashoff, ESPN.
Yeah, Paul, I was just wondering, you know, what you thought of kind of the criticism that you guys have received about scheduling and if you're really a playoff team. Just what do you kind of think of all that?
Well, I do know this, that this year I felt that, you know, every game, you know, there are unique opportunities. I've always had so much respect and appreciation for being a part of the Big Ten, and you know that you're challenged every week, and you know, you never know how years play out. You know, when before the season you look at going on the road to BYU, you know, a team that's 9-10 wins. You know, my first game I coached in here was against Alabama. Last year we opened up against LSU, and so each year you have your schedule, and each week's a challenge and you want your players to focus in on the schedule that they have laid out and maximize it. But I appreciate what, you know, our administration, you know, work hard. Those hard games are big opponents. Those are hard games to get. And that's why when you get those games, when we got the opportunity to play against Alabama, we got the opportunity to play against LSU, and this group's played LSU twice, you know, you appreciate that because those are hard games to get, and so that's what, you know, Coach Alvarez, he knows and understands the landscape of college football as well as anyone in the country, and he works his tail off to try to make sure that we've got as great a schedule as we can get. So don't care what people think. I know what's reality, and I appreciate that.
And I'm sure that kind of talk trickles into the locker room.
No.
How do you manage that, or do you let those guys use it as motivation?
our guys aren't listening to that outside noise. You know, it's each week's a great challenge for these, for the, each team every week, and you want them to be in that, and they know what goes into each game, what we've had to do to get ready and play it, and so this group isn't like that. They're not gonna. They do a really good job of staying in the moment, and that you appreciate as a coach.
Thank you.
Yep.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.